You mentioned psoriasis earlier. Do you have any more specific information about techniques that have been used for that, or that just one of the consequences of relaxing the
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at it closely, but from what I remember of the study, is that people were doing the same mindfulness-based stress reduction, and I think they did it, as far as I can remember, they did a comparison between people, you know, sitting in those light chambers for treatment for psoriasis, and one lot of people were doing relaxation, and one lot of people were doing mindfulness, and the people with mindfulness, as I understand it, did better.
Oh, okay. I have a thought, and I already can see the acid going on my skin, so I can identify. So maybe there was a particular technique.
That would sort of make sense, wouldn't it, to try and, in a way, first of all, notice that thought and actually not immediately act on it, in a way, trying to get a bit of space in between the thought and the action.
I'm really, really aware that when I stress, within hours, it just comes.
Okay, so that's interesting. Yeah. No. Okay.
I thought maybe you had a special.
No. Yeah.